Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cant Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cant, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. If you don't have a copy of my book, you're more than welcome to come to my website to get a free excerpt of it. The first six chapters are free. You can download it at www.karencant.com. Just put your name and email address in there, and I'll get you that book. And also, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll actually get access to 5 of my Fast Track Your Healing online classes absolutely free as well. So hopefully we can connect there on my website or on my Facebook page or Pinterest, where you'll see lots of pictures of food. I like to take pictures of food. It must be an Asian thing. Anyway, today is the first Monday of the month, so it is the Ask the Doctor's LifeWave radio show today, and I have with me my colleague, Dr. Dennis Loebstein, who I really enjoy every month chatting with him, because I always learn something from Dr. Dennis about Asian medicine. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about seasonal allergies. Now, looking out my window, it is snowing. So unlike where it is in California, it is still snowing, and it doesn't look like spring. I went to Canada. Now, Canada's north of America, right? Everybody knows that, right? And I went to Canada, and it was cold, but there was hardly any snow on the ground, and I just took pictures for my mom and dad to look at our property, and there are still mountains and mountains of snowbanks on our property. And they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you have that. And we actually got some snow blowers from them, so they said, oh, isn't that perfect? So it is not quite, you know, that time, but I think we have already started seeing and feeling the shift in our bodies in terms of the spring shifting. And so I know that it won't be much longer. It'll be really sudden, and actually when people start getting these allergy symptoms here, you know, runny nose, itchy eyes, sneezing, tickly throat, post-nasal drip. And we know that the LifeWave products, especially the LifeWave patches, can be really helpful to support the immune system, to support the body, to kind of, you know, even things out during this change of season. So I'm here to pick Dr. Dennis's brain about how we can use the patches this way, and, you know, why people tend to get sick over the change of the season. So, Dr. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, Dr. Karen. Great to be here with you again. And in contrast to your snow, I am in sunny Southern California at 60 degrees, and we have pollen in the air. When I go for my walk, jog, and I see all these pine trees hanging over the walkway that I usually jog on, and when the wind hits them, they spew like tens of thousands of particles of pollen in the air. And you don't even need wind. If you just flick it with your finger, which I often do to experiment to see how bad they're giving off pollen, there are these puffs of pollen clouds that come off. And I'm going, okay, well, that's why my eyes are watering and itchy and why I'm getting allergies here. So the snow might be a blessing in disguise. When it melts, you're going to start getting the same thing.
That's right. Yeah, I remember our cars being full of this yellow dust, you know. And over the years, and much and thanks to the LifeWave patches, I really haven't had a lot of symptoms. I used to have sinus infections all the time. Of course, a change in a diet also helps. I got rid of dairy from my diet, and so I have very, very, very few symptoms now, which is so amazing. And I'd love for you to talk about, like, why does this happen to people that we get seasonal allergies anyway? I mean, the world's been around forever. Like, why are we getting, you know, so many allergy symptoms these days? What we can do about it? I'll let you take it away, Dr. Dennis.
All right. Well, as far as the dairy goes, it's likely if people are allergic to dairy, it has a lot to do with it's being pasteurized. Very often you won't get symptoms if you're eating raw organic dairy in small amounts. Now, in Chinese medicine, dairy creates damp. And so you're accumulating damp when that happens. And damp is a component of the body's reaction to something we're allergic to. So backing up a little bit, let me describe from the perspective of Chinese medicine what the body does when we have an allergic reaction, and then I can describe how to deal with it with the patches and points.
Sounds good.
Okay, so usually an allergy or allergic reaction is from an overactive immune system, and that would be wood. The wood is a warrior and the protector element for the body, and it's job is to get toxins out of the body and to guard against toxins, whether they're chemical or particulate or electromagnetic fields or even psychological toxins on an energetic and spiritual level. Wood is the warrior, the barrier. And when it gets overactive because it's challenged, it can become stagnant. And we're not just dealing with regular pollen. We're exposed to so many toxins today that give us allergic-like reactions that manifest physiologically as inflammation and accumulation of damp. Inflammation is damp heat. So there's a reaction where we have heat because of the inflamed tissues like the mucous membranes, and that's associated with damp and sometimes with itching, which is wind. So we have a condition of wind, itching, damp, swelling, and heat, the warm component of the inflammation. So we've got wind, damp, heat going on. And a lot of these challenges are coming from not just the pollen I described earlier. We have particulate matter getting dumped on us in the form of chemtrails. And if you don't know what chemtrails are, that's a whole other story. I encourage you to find out. Just do a, I know Dr. Karen knows, but I'm talking to listeners who may not know. Look it up. Find out what it is. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with a lot of toxins in our food. The food is processed and it has artificial synthetic chemicals dumped in it. The GMO food that we're eating is synthetic and causes allergic-like reactions in the body. And that includes inflammation of the gut. And the gut is one of our major components for our immune system. When it's inflamed, it doesn't allow the body to get rid of toxins properly. It doesn't absorb nutrients properly. There's swelling going on there and inflammation and all the things I just described, so it can't function right. So one of the main ways, if we look at a five element chart, of dealing with an overactive wood element is to sedate the wood.
Mm.
And that's how we deal with allergies in Western physiology too, is to sedate the symptoms. But instead of getting at the symptoms, here we're dealing with a liver that might be stagnant or it's getting stagnant. And when the liver qi gets stagnant, then we have a condition known as wood attacking earth. Now, spleen is an earth, and spleen likes dry. And when the spleen's getting attacked, it gets weak, and it accumulates damp. So that's where the damp is coming from. So it's much more healthy to use patches and acupuncture than to take a pharmaceutical to deal with the symptoms. There's recent evidence in the literature coming out now that over-the-counter allergy medicine, Western pharmaceuticals, increase the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. So in the long run, taking that stuff is not worth it. Better to use
Well, certainly they make people that are taking them look like they have Alzheimer's sometimes. I used to think
really.
That stuff.
You feel like a zombie and you got brain fog.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have good alternatives to that. And if we wanted to drain the excess out of the wood or sedate the wood, then the sedation point for that, if you look at a five-element chart, you'll see a fire point in the liver, and that is liver two. So if we put a tan patch or negative patch on left liver two, the negative patches like the SP6, the tan ice wave, and the tan energy enhancer patch rotate energy counterclockwise, and that pulls chi out or sedates the channel, and that will help sedate liver two or the wood element. Okay, and then we have the perspective that when we have foreign substances entering the body, in Chinese medicine, they go through three different levels. And from six-channel theory, that includes the three levels that are called Taiyang first, and then Xiaoyang second, and then Yangming third. Now, the Taiyang's the most superficial. That's where we get a wind cold invasion. But allergies don't stop there. The allergic reaction is more at the Xiaoyang level. And that includes gallbladder and Sanjiao or triple burner. So that Xiaoyang level is where we're operating with getting at the root of allergies. Okay, so there's a difference between dealing with the root and dealing with the branch. The root
right.
is the cause or the balance, the long-term balance, the chronic balance of energy in your body, where yin and yang are balanced. And when they're unbalanced, you get symptoms and problems. Now, the branch is just a temporary acute symptom that's happening, like your nose is running, you're reacting to the pollen with itchy eyes, you have a short-term swelling, difficulty breathing, or something like that. Okay, so let's look at the root for. Oh, by the way, let me go back to the three levels: the Taiyang, the Xiaoyang, and the Yangming. The third one that we're not going to dwell on is the Yangming. At that level, you have a full-blown infection that involves the stomach and the large intestine channel. And full-blown infections involve sweating, heat, redness, and really heavy-duty pulse. So we're not there so much with an allergic reaction. We're more at the Xiaoyang level. Okay, so back to the root. When we deal with roots for allergies, we're looking mainly at balancing long-term energy, as I said. So if we look at the Bakshu point for the gallbladder channel, that point happens to be bladder 19. And that's a good point for patching to get at the root of allergies, allergic problems, because bladder 19 is a Bakshu point for the gallbladder. And as I mentioned, the gallbladder is involved with the Xiaoyang energy.
Mm.
Okay, so there are two other points besides the backshoot point for the gallbladder, which is bladder 19.
Isn't that a little hard for people to get to without help?
Yeah, you need help for that. So fortunately, there are two other points you can get to easier. One of them is gallbladder 20. Now, that point is on the back of the neck, right below the base of the skull, on either side of GV 16, where the trapezius muscle inserts into the skull. And that is a wind point. It will help with allergies because it calms down wind. Or that would be itching and movement. And then there's stomach 36. Now, most people have heard of stomach 36. That's a really good point. That's the earth point in earth. And so that's getting at the earth element, which, as I mentioned earlier, is getting attacked by wood. So that reinforces the earth element when the wood, as an overactive warrior, is attacking it.
Okay.
Okay, so for dealing with the root of allergic problems, if people get allergies very often, and not even when they're having symptoms, but just as a patch rotation exercise for long-term allergy problems, I would suggest rotating the patches, like use energy enhancer ice wave or a combination of Eon and SP6, Eon for the positive, SP6 for the negative patch, on gallbladder 20, bladder 19, and stomach 36. So one day you'll have gallbladder 20, the next day you'll have bladder 19, and the next day you'll have stomach 36, and then you start over again with a rotation.
Okay. Got it.
So that's a pretty simple thing you can do for long term.
So if you were to describe where the bladder 19 is on the back shoe points, can you just briefly tell people where that point is?
Yeah. So if you find thoracic vertebra 10 and go right below it to the space between thoracic vertebra 10 and 11, and then go over to either side of it, 1.5 soon or inches, you'll have bladder 19. Now, that inner bladder line, the bladder meridian, runs 1.5 soon or inches bilateral to the midline of the spine. So a good way to find that is with your client or your prospect's arms hanging down to their sides. The medial border of the scapula lines up with the median, the middle of the spine, the midline of the spine. And it's 3 soon or inches away. So you divide that in half and you drop the line down and you got 1.5 soon bilateral to the level of T10. Now, how do you find T10?
How do people find T10?
Right. I knew you were going to ask that.
Sorry.
No problem. No, that's where we're going. There are a couple ways. With the arms hanging down to the sides and the scapula in their neutral position like that, you can look at the inferior angle of the scapula and draw a horizontal line from one inferior angle to the other inferior angle of the scapula. And the line will go right below T7, kind of like the bra strap line.
Right. Actually, that's a little higher on me.
A little higher, yeah. Well, I don't wear a bra, so it's hard for me to tell. I'm just kidding. So That's the level of bladder 17, which is an influential point for chi. And if you've got a tight or constricted thing on there, like a bra strap in that area, you're going to inhibit chi flow. So if you're going to wear one, you don't want it too tight. And as an aside, that kind of a restriction of chi flow in that area can increase the risk of breast cancer.
Makes sense. Yeah, your lymphatics can't work as well.
And now that I inadvertently said the C word, we'll probably get shut down, but okay. Back to finding T10. So we've now located just below T7, count 1, 2, 3 vertebral spaces down, and you're right below T10, thoracic vertebra 10. So then you take that horizontal line right below T10 and intersected with the vertical line that you figured from the medial border of the scapula, and you've got the backshoe point for the gallbladder, which is bladder 19.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, actually, now that I'm feeling, I'm flexible enough, I can kind of feel my own spine here. It actually, for me, that T10 area is actually exactly where my bra strap is. So for me, I would just have to feel where the bra strap is and put the patches, you know, on either side of that, you know, part of the spine. And we have to remind people that, you know, you don't have to be exact. You don't have to be like an acupuncturist. The acupuncturist is trying to put a tiny needle in a point where the patches are pretty big and cover quite a span of area. So if you approximate the point and use your mind, your intention to say, hey, this is for bladder 19, I think that's good enough.
Yeah, I agree. And like stomach 36 is the size of a quarter, or, you know, the size of the patch itself. So mm-hmm. you don't have to be on the exact point you would need to if you're doing acupuncture. You can just slap the patch in that general area and it's going to work.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have people that kind of, you know, that's the point they usually don't do very accurately, but they're pretty close. So
right.
It still works. Okay, great.
So
thank you.
So now I want to talk about some points we can use for dealing with the branch or the symptoms.
Okay,
so one of the things that I do first is check bladder 13. That's a backshoe point for the lungs. If there's a blockage on that point, then I know that's the one that's creating the allergic reaction symptoms. And in people that are exhibiting allergic symptoms, that one's usually sore and can be patched. And not easily by yourself, so you'll need some help with that, just like with bladder 19.
But that seems to be kind of in alignment with the spinal part of the shoulder blade. So if you do an imaginary line across the spines, that's approximately the level of bladder 13, right?
Yes, but it's at the level right below thoracic vertebra 3, and you actually find thoracic 3 by using the scapula again. The scapular spine angles down and in, so if you lay something like a ruler or a pencil on that scapular spine, like on both of them, it'll cross right below T3, and then you go over 1.5 soon, and you got bladder 13.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So are there easier points than that?
Yes, there are. One of them is lung 9. Now, lung 9 is the Yuan source point for the lungs, and often when the lungs are dysregulated or the chi is getting wacky, like renegade or rebellious, it's not going in the right direction. That happens when you have a cough, you have rebellious lung chi. You want to regulate the chi so it goes down instead of up, and you can use lung 9. So So lung 9 is at the base of the thumb on the radial side of the wrist crease. Another point that's right next to it is lung 8. Lung 8 is notorious for can be used for draining or dredging the lung channel, toxins out of the lung channel. Now, when we talk about dredging toxins out of a lung channel, in terms of Chinese medicine, we're not just talking about physical toxins. We're also talking about energetic toxins and spiritual toxins. So when you use any of these points, you're dealing with those levels as well.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another good point is large intestine 4. Most people know where that one is. It's in the web at the base of the thumb, in between the thumb and the index finger. It's in most of the LifeWay brochures that make use of that. And what large intestine 4 does is drain excess out of the head. And so if you've got congestion in your head, got excess yang qi going up to your head, giving you brain fog or headache, large intestine 4 is good for draining that, clearing the head.
Very cool. Yeah, I use large intestine 4 quite a bit. One of my favorites.
Right. And then there's large intestine 20. Now, large intestine 20 is on either side of the nares on the face, either side of the big flange parts of the nose.
That's kind of hard to put patches there, isn't it?
No, that's easy if you look in the mirror. But it's hard to walk around with them all day unless you want to sell patches.
Right, right.
You know, because people are going to go, what's that? How come you're wearing Band-Aids on your face?
Oh, that's great. That's
hilarious. So then you can explain to them you're dealing with your allergies. And what large intestine 20 does is clear the frontal sinuses of damp heat. So it'll lower the inflammation in your frontal sinuses. And usually within a few seconds.
Do you use just the ice wave then, or?
Yeah, ice wave is good, or even energy enhancer, which might take a little bit longer to work.
Okay.
Or even Eon on the right and SP6 on the left. Or any combination of positive and negative patch. For example, using glutathione on the right and a tan ice wave on the left. And as you know, glutathione is really good for lowering inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
All the YH very patches cool. do that. So all the YH patches are a very cool substitute for any of the positive patches of the ice wave or the energy enhancer.
Okay, so you can use some great points here.
Yeah, so you can use them in addition, like stacking them on top of the light ice wave and energy enhancer, or you can use them instead of them.
Okay, so instead of the ice wave, or you can stack them on top of the ice wave. I assume that if you're putting them on your face, that might get a little thick. Stacking them. Although I've you know had like 3 patches on my face when I had a sinus detox thing going on. So that was pretty funny walking all day around like that.
Yeah, you look
wasn't
a little
in the
weird,
office, but yeah.
It's no weirder than living out here in Hollywood with all these people running around with Botox.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Well, our time is running low here, Dr. Dennis. Thank you so much for your wisdom and for helping us understand the route that we can patch that, that Xiaoyang, channel points and supportive points for the route. And then for the symptoms, we can actually patch, the lung and large intestine and, stomach meridians for those symptoms, the shoe points for the back for the lung support. That's really awesome. And so the streaming is going to end in a few seconds here. We appreciate everybody being on the call. Thank you so much. And thank you, Dr. Dennis. And if you're with us live on the phone call and would like to ask a question, you can certainly do so now. I think Dr. Dennis probably wouldn't mind staying a minute or two longer. Dr. Dennis, there has been a question written in. Now, I do have to convert this to what I would assume the symptoms to be. This person has a family member with a burning type pain in the lower leg for several years and wonders whether any of the patches would be helpful for that kind of burning kind of pain. So you can take it away.
Does it say which leg?
No, she did not. And she's not live on the call at the moment, sorry.
Okay. What part of the leg? Lower leg?
I think it's the lower leg, yeah.
And does it say whether it's on the side or the front or the back?
It might be the whole leg. Again, she didn't elaborate. She used a disease name, so that's why I don't want to use that name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition that's very chronic and is really difficult to treat.
Right.
And I can't seem to find where she... I think she probably emailed me somewhere, but...
Well, there are a number of things you could try. I would begin with dredging the channels. Use a set of ice wave patches with the white one on the right and the tan one on the left in the middle of your palms and dredge or rake them a couple inches away from each of the lower leg channels, which would be liver, spleen, kidney on the inside, and stomach, gallbladder, and the bladder on the back of the leg, and gallbladder and stomach on the side, on the outside. So dredge all those channels first, and then patch the length of the channel on the lower leg. Like for the spleen channel, you do spleen 9 and spleen 6. And for the stomach channel, you could do stomach 36 and stomach 44. And we're talking about 10 patches more towards the exit point and the white patches more towards the entry point. So look at the direction of the flow of the channels. The yang channels coming from above are going down, and the yin channels on the inside of the leg are going up. So for the yin channels, you'd put the positive patches below and the negative patches above, and for the yang channels, you'd have the opposite with the positive patches above and the negative patches below. So you're following the flow of qi in the channel.
Okay, so wait a second. So if you're doing bladder and bladder flows down, you would have the tan higher up?
Right. You'd put the tan one. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. The bladder.
Because
The bladder is going from the inner canthus of the eye down to the little toe. So it's flowing down. And because it's going in the down direction, you would put the above and the tan below. So the positive patch would be, say, on bladder 57, and the negative patch would be on bladder 67, which is a little toe.
Okay. See, I always thought that the movement of energy went from the tan patch to the white patch, and therefore it would follow the flow of energy. But what you're saying is the opposite. It actually goes from the white patch to the tan patch.
Right, because the white patch rotates energy clockwise, has torsion fields that rotate clockwise, and that puts energy in. The tan patches rotate counterclockwise, and that pulls energy out. Or sedates.
Oh, okay, got
it. So if you want to put in at the entry and you want to pull out at the exit direction of the channel.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
It's like a screw. If you rotate the screw clockwise, it pulls into the wood. If you rotate the screw counterclockwise, it pushes itself out of the wood.
Okay. And for burning kind of pain, do you use any of the YH patches, or you pretty much start with the ice wave first?
Start with the ice wave first. You can, if the burning doesn't completely go away, then you can stack YH on top of it. I usually do a shortcut and go right to the Eon and the Tan Ice Wave patch together. And that way you pretty much get the most powerful Yang patch at the entry and the most powerful Yin patch at the exit area.
Okay, great. And you can also stack the Eon on top of the white patch, right, to get extra
Yeah.
anti-inflammatory action.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds great. Awesome. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dennis. That was the question that came through, and hopefully we'll be able to help this person. And I look forward to next month, which is going to be the May topic. So I'm not sure what people want to do for May. I'm sure we have some ideas, but if you listeners, listening to this replay, want us to do a particular topic, please let us know. You can go to patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWaveRadio and put in a comment. No disease names, please. So put in a comment at the bottom and to give us suggestions on what you'd like to do for the show in May. So thank you so much, Dr. Dennis. This is awesome.
You're welcome, Dr. Karen. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Take
Bye,
care. Bye,
everybody.
everyone.